Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Oh, no one wants to start?
You have to start. We thought you were starting.
Oh, wow, we're off to a bad start.
I like how this
here.
Looks like a big, like a hair extension on our box, right?
All right,
except
let's take it
down. It's blocking our light.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We do this every Friday, and sometimes we have the four of us. Sometimes John seems to miss it the most, don't you guys think?
Do you think?
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Where'd that come
from?
I'm calling
like
him out.
I think if we added it all up, you'd be the guy. You're off a lot on Fridays.
Wow.
Well. Anyway.
Starting with some accusations.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we have your questions in the box, in the bag. Get your questions in brownbag@wnep.com.
I'm going to be on the defensive the whole podcast.
No, punch is thrown.
Email brownbag, one word, at WNEP.com. All right, who's going first? Let's get right to it.
Nikki.
Or first of all, how do you feel?
I always am first.
All right, I'm going first.
You're going first.
Well, since he's gone so much. Yeah.
Since I'm never here, I might as well pick the
first. Well, you're John the Jammer from last week.
You do realize that both you and I were gone on Monday, and John was here by himself.
No, but I'm talking for the podcast.
Four and a half hours of news all by myself.
Oh, yeah, John. I meant just the podcast, not that.
No one's salty, though.
Jeez, all right, salty. I guess I can never pick on him again.
Getting this is from Leonard. What is the law for parking meters that do not work or have a bag over them? Can you park in that spot legally?
Leonard, that's a great question.
This is why we answer the tough ones here.
I don't know. I don't know.
I would think if there's a bag over it, you can't park in that spot.
Because sometimes they do that for parades and things like that.
That's going on.
Yeah.
But I have always had the question is if it's jammed or if there's something wrong with it.
What do you do? Because you can't do anything.
But a lot of these cities now, the parking meters have become so advanced. So you're not just putting a coin in the meter. They're connected to
an app
and all that kind of stuff.
So I have a parking learning disability. When I go anywhere, I'm like a child asking my wife for advice. I don't know what to do. In many big cities, you have to pay to park, but only until like, 5, 6 p.m., then it's free. I don't know. These little kiosks, I hate going to those things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's different colors, bus lane. I hate it all.
It's definitely a learning curve to figure that out.
And if you're parking in a big city and you make a mistake, even if you think you're doing it right, you're getting hit with a huge ticket.
Yes, and that's my fear. And everywhere I park, I'm thinking, this is okay. And Don, is it okay? I don't know. I don't understand the signage.
Rennie laughs at me because when I park in a city, it takes me like 15 minutes to analyze everything about that space.
Well, it's true, though.
Make sure that I'm not going to get a huge ticket or even towed.
Yes. Yeah.
I got towed once in New York City.
Are you serious?
And I was certain that I was in the right spot. It turned out the front of my car was this much.
No.
Yes.
How much? Those jerks.
It was that far, that much too close to the corner.
You had a good
like 2 inches is what he said.
Towed.
No.
Yeah.
The whole thing, 200, 300, 400
I came back
bucks.
And the car was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is a nightmare.
If they knew who they towed, Mr. Nice Guy.
And where we had to go to get the car from a lot in New York City.
Was sketchy.
How much was the whole thing when it was said and done?
Hundreds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, $300.
So do you have a parking learning disability like me?
I think parking on streets in cities, and including Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and some of the places around here, with all these apps and electronics, it's very complicated.
It is.
Sometimes
it's
only Monday.
And you need to know
Monday.
The hours that you have to
That's what I mean. Monday through Friday. It's the weekend. Does it count now? It's the weekend. Should I still? I hate it.
That happened to us actually like 25 years ago. My husband and I went to Scotland, and we were in Edinburgh. And I mean, you know, obviously the signs are in English, but still I was having trouble figuring it out. But I thought I had it figured out where we should park. We had a rental car. They sent us a ticket like 2 months later for like, you know, 200 euro or whatever. Like
when you were
a huge.
Home?
Yeah, we were home and they were able to send us a ticket by finding out our address
they
through the rental
you.
Agency.
Did you pay it? What are they going
to
do?
I did not pay it. I can never go back to Scotland.
Banned
from
Scotland.
I banned.
So that facial recognition technology when you try to go through an airport.
I know. They're gonna get me.
What's the bag answer? I saw you looked it up.
Oh, yeah. I did look it up. I'm sorry. Let me get it. Yes, you can often park at a broken parking meter for free, but usually only up to the posted time limit. However, it must be completely non-functional and document the broken meter with a photo. So there you go.
Okay. The dark side of me wants to go to a meter, hit it with a sledgehammer, and just park there for free. Or put a bag over
I don't think
it.
That's legal.
No, that's not. I don't advise these things. These are the things that go through my head, folks. I can't stop the thoughts. They come, and I can't stop them.
You have a dark side. All right. This is from Chris. And Chris would like to know, and I assume this is for all of us, your favorite comedian. Favorite comedian.
Well, you isn't picked, that interesting? You have to answer first.
So we did actually just see, it's Jim Gaffigan, right?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. I was having a brain fart. We saw him in Philly live, actually. Yeah, he's great. I think he's so funny.
And he's like not dark or dirty at
all. Right, right.
He's
very
funny.
Clean and he's so funny. Yeah. He cracks me up. So I really love Jim Gaffigan. I don't know if he's my favorite. Like, you know, maybe Robin Williams or something I would say would be my favorite, but he's good.
My favorite was Richard Lewis. I love the guy.
Oh, yes. And he passed away.
I just love that dude, everything about him. Bill Burr, one of the newer ones. I love Bill Burr. Okay. How about you guys?
Does Jerry Seinfeld count?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say Jerry Seinfeld would be my favorite.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't he count?
Yeah.
I love Jerry
I love his style of humor and all that. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's very funny. I also like, have you guys seen Nate Borgatz? Or is that his
I've
name?
Heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's really funny. He's a newer guy and very funny.
My wife watches a lot of them on TV, and I don't. I get my – you guys like watching them? My attention span goes quick. I can't watch comedians on TV.
I don't watch much comedy, no.
No.
Not really.
You think I would, but I don't either.
I also like Dave Chappelle, too, now that I'm thinking about it.
She's still spitting them out. So could you watch like a comedy? Would you rent
an
hour
and a half? Yeah, so I've watched the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix or whatever it was. Mm. Yeah, and it was really good.
Let's see. You're a new comedian. Open up. Here's your act. Here you go. Hey, Mindy Ramsey. Here – hey, everyone.
All right. So, let's get her off the stage. Who's next?
Where's the hook?
Where's the hook?
Yep, that didn't go well.
That was it. Dude, it's a Friday, and I'm exhausted. You can't ask me to improv all of a sudden.
I know.
It's your turn.
That was the comedy.
Yeah, that was.
I'm going deep.
I actually have one. I know I'm not necessarily that funny, but I've always wondered if I could do stand-up, because it's horribly difficult to do.
Seems like
that's one of the hardest things to do
ever. But I do wonder, like, if somebody gave me jokes, could I manage? I don't know.
I think I have your permission to not ask this one because we already addressed that last week. Oh. It's a question for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why do you sometimes call Joe Milo? It's his middle name and he hates it. That's the short answer.
I used to hate it. I don't mind it now.
Not anymore. Now he likes it.
All right. Why is it that Rennie, Scott, and Jack always anchor alone? Yet the rest of the news needs two. If you anchor solo, do you get double pay? Just curious. That's Leah.
John's face was really funny.
Mommy of schnauzers. All right. So, why?
They don't get double pay.
Oh, they definitely
are you
don't
sure,
get
John?
I
are
can
you,
vouch for that.
Are you positive?
So, that's a good question.
Yeah, like why do we do doubles? It's
we're not as good as they are, so we need that extra person.
No, let's break it down to this.
Yes.
Is there certain times where it's single?
Noon is always single. 6, 7, and 11 now is always single.
And that
the weekend's always.
Weekend's always single. And when I first started here, none of those were solo anchors.
Were the weekends?
Weekends had dual anchors.
Are you serious?
Did they?
Yeah, it was dual anchors on the weekends.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Dual anchors on the weekends and dual anchors at noon because the morning anchors did the noon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tom and I forgot.
You anchored the noon with Tom.
It was me. Yes. I forgot.
Do we want a hint to the people at home? Is it upper management or lower management? Who makes these decisions? Or is it whimsical?
Is it corporate?
I don't know.
We don't have a good answer.
We don't have a good answer, but it has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, the 6 p.m. newscast here had a co-anchor forever.
Yeah,
it seems like Lisa left, and she hasn't been replaced. So,
and we don't know why. I don't have a good answer.
Though. No, yeah, we don't know.
And sometimes we don't want to ask.
Above our heads.
It's true. We don't want to cause waves. Yeah. We don't want to create waves. So
I think a lot of you can relate at work. Things happen, and you're like, I'm not going to ask.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do my thing. And
that even applies to my home life. I'm not going to ask.
I'm just glad we still
are here. Yes.
On Monday, did our show, which is now 4.5 hours, all by myself.
Yourself.
And that's, I'm not looking for any credit or anything like that. But there's a reason we have co-anchors in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and just a long time to go by yourself, reading everything, and then just not having personality to interact with. You know, someone else to just bounce off of it.
And I felt so bad about it. The next day, I had to bring him snacks.
She didn't have to, but she
No, I felt like I feel so terrible that he was by himself. Because that is really hard.
Because you were off Monday, too.
I was. Yeah.
So was Carrie.
So was Joe.
It was just the way it was.
Yeah. And but I felt terrible.
Let's do this again. Let's say in the afternoon, news started at 4:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it went until 9 p.m. And it was the same person on that whole time.
That would never happen.
Or even two people, you'd be like, oh my God. How could they do that? But we do that every morning.
Yeah.
So for some reason, the evening, the tradition is to shift the people. And in the morning, 4:30 until 9, we're on. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's really crazy.
As a matter of fact, I don't think the evening people can do it.
Oh, that's actually a maybe we should switch.
Those are some fighting
Let's
words.
Yeah, switch for a day.
I will say now, if we anchor a half-hour newscast, it feels like
it's like
two
really?
Minutes.
You yeah. paid me to do
wait,
that.
Wait, we're done.
It's nothing.
That's it.
Nothing. Nikki, it's your turn.
4:30 p.m. until 9. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
And the same people all that time?
No.
That wouldn't happen.
It would
even if you'd
so
suggest it, I think they'd all be like, no one's going to have to do that.
No one can work that long. No, that would be unfair. But we do it.
Oh, this is from January 1st.
Oh, okay.
Ew. Todd says, my tree was down on the 26th at 9 a.m. Take yours down. Winter is for losers.
I think we had that one before. The winters is for
that
losers.
That is not a question.
Yeah, take another one.
Grab another one.
Hey, I like
but,
this guy.
But that's this is your like new
yeah,
best
that's
friend.
The winter is for losers. So he was.
Oh, it's a Travis.
He took his tree down the 26th at 9 a.m. That's the day after Christmas.
Right.
I haven't even done that yet. That's bold.
Travis wants to know, do more people stream or listen to the podcast?
John Ooh. Has that answer.
I actually don't have that answer.
Interesting.
That, maybe
I don't
Sean
know.
Does.
Sean might have it, but I don't know how that works.
I wondered that too, actually.
We know the podcast is getting more and more viewers on WNEP Plus. It has a ton of people that watch it live, and then every day it has a bunch of people watching it. What I don't know is the listening part on those podcast platforms.
So this gives us the opportunity, to bring up the fact that if you watch this, and that's all you do, or then maybe you rewatch it later in the week, a lot of people, podcasts are audible entities.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even sit down to watch a podcast ever. So they walk, they jog, they do the laundry, they, on their flight, they're listening to podcasts.
They clean their toilets.
So you could listen to this and not watch it whenever you want. It's on all platforms. Mm-hmm. It's on iTunes. It's on your.
I listen to it in the car.
Yeah. So any podcast, if you're in Europe, it'll be on your pod. So it's everywhere. And you can listen to it anywhere.
You know,
so
wouldn't
we
that be cool?
I don't have a specific answer to that.
I don't have the answer, but it's on our streaming app, is what she's saying.
And on the WNEP Plus, we do know a lot of people are watching the video of it now.
Yeah.
So that's a big number now, which is awesome.
But many listen, and it comes out every Monday and lasts forever. And this goes back to 2017. So you can go back on the podcast that you just searched, Mr. Curiosity. You can go back to interviews with Tom Clark almost 10 years ago.
But it's probably better than more recent ones that we're on. Are those a better quality?
I know you're being silly, but yes, it is much better.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, much better.
Thanks, Joe.
So I started this in 2017, and it's much better now. I love it.
But I like this format.
There's some good ones in the past, too. Nikki was interviewed. All of us were interviewed.
Yeah.
If you want to know about these guys' private lives, go back into the archives. Uh-oh, John, he's unfurling. His eyebrows are unfurling.
Ben, age yourself by naming a store business that is no longer operating.
Oh, that's good.
We could.
Age yourself by announcing
naming a store/business that is no longer operating.
No, but this is good because
you have
to
age yourself.
We are going to age ourselves. So let's go from youngest to oldest or oldest to youngest, whatever you want. Nikki's the youngest, I think. So
I'm going to go back to, you want to start?
Yeah, what's the oldest thing you remember?
Was
and
it
a store
Wanamaker's?
That lots of people would know. Wanamaker's is a good one.
Wanamaker's is a good one, and that's dating yourself, which is not that long
ago. So what
ago.
Is Wanamaker's?
Yeah, what was it?
Was it
Wanamaker's
a department store?
Wanamaker's was a Philadelphia department store that was southeastern Pennsylvania,
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have those in Iowa.
Didn't have much.
Yep.
One that was huge in my town when I was young, and I think there were some over here, too, that's gone now, is Ames.
I was thinking Ames. That was my other
John,
one.
But you said it wrong. I'll give you another
The Ameses.
There you go.
sort of related to the Sheetses.
Yeah. Ames's were great.
Yeah, I liked Ames a lot.
Ames.
In our town,
you do
I think
remember
in a
Ames?
Lot of towns.
I was that was my other answer.
So you had an Ames.
The Ameses predated Walmart's.
Yeah,
and so, but it was that similar kind of concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. We loved Ames.
Mindy, we're getting...
We also had, across the street from the Ameses, was Big Wheel. Were there Big Wheels over
I never
here?
Heard of Big Wheel.
Okay. What is Big Wheel?
Big Wheel was the same kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you have, Mindy? Do you have any of that?
Because I don't know if back. You guys... I don't know if you guys had this one. Did you have Ben Franklin?
No,
yes,
never heard of it.
There were Ben Franklins.
Oh, really?
In Pennsylvania, there were Ben Franklins.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a dime store. It was like.
So Wanda had a Ben Franklin that just closed in like the last. Yeah.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. When I first moved here, they had one.
What is it? Like a.
It's like, what would you say it is now? Like a.
Like a department store, though?
I mean,
no, it's
mostly
like a
they just
general store.
Five and Dimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How about Murphy's? Were there Murphy's over here? GC Murphy's?
We didn't have Murphy's in Iowa. But
I'm going way back.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I'm going to start with these two, which aren't so far back. Service Merchandise.
Yes.
Jewelacore.
Jewelacore?
Jewelacore.
Hills. That?
Hills.
Montgomery Ward?
Montgomery Ward.
Did you guys call it Monkey Ward?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't?
No, why?
That's
why?
In the Midwest. That's what people would call it.
I don't know that one.
Go to Monkey Ward.
All right. Now, what about, what's the real old one? There was one in Carbondale when I remember my mom taking me when I was like 3-4 years old. Is it Woolworths or no? There's some
Woolworths. Was
is that the real old one?
That was definitely an old one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was at a Woolworths.
Oh,
I'm that old. Probably 1972, 73. Could we go farther back, or is that Woolworths wins?
I think we've definitely aged ourselves by the era.
Yes.
I'm glad you were with me on the Ameses.
I remember that was going to be my other answer, but then I was also thinking Ameses. Blockbuster.
Oh, I did not.
Blockbuster. Oh, my goodness.
How about Big Chief, A&P? Big Chief.
A&P.
No, I don't know.
A&P
Big
in
Chief.
My town.
Big Chief.
Oh, I have the answer.
There it is.
From intrepid reporter Bonnie Frisbee in the newsroom, she says more people watch than listen.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
I think that's since we've been doing this on the Plus.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That is really interesting. Yeah.
All right. There
we
go.
I like the store question. That was.
I know. That is a good one. There's so many stores I miss.
And they're all such good memories.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like.
Yeah.
I mean, and we tried to age ourselves because we could list some that are a lot more recent.
Right, right. Sears.
Kind of surprised
me. Kmart, yeah.
Sears
There's
is the
still
one.
A Kmart open that we had on
video
of. But
we saw it's generic. It's not the same
that's
Kmart.
That's true.
I miss Kmart.
And you think of our childhood to think of Sears not being everywhere.
Oh,
Sears
it's
was
so hard
the
to imagine,
store.
Sears was that
catalog was awesome.
Was the biggest deal ever to get that catalog.
And you could use it as toilet paper in your outhouse, too.
What? What were you doing in Iowa?
The record just screeched, and we all like,
"Did you guys?
What happens in Iowa?"
At least we have a podcast title.
No, that's
the Sears catalog. You guys didn't.
You guys didn't use the Sears catalog as toilet paper in the outhouse. That is a thing.
First of all,
can't say
no,
I did.
No,
I,
and there's no outhouses.
See what this place is like.
We had modern plumbing here since the 50s.
Yeah, but in rural Pennsylvania, there are going to be some places that have outhouses, right?
Some
you've. Folks
we didn't
out
use
in the country.
The Sears catalog.
No.
That was a thing. That's what they would use.
She's making me uncomfortable. I want to know. Did you?
That takes a lot.
I personally did not, but there are stories like of my grandma and people out in the farm. That's what you had on the outhouse.
Sears
you guys,
catalog,
I can't believe you've never
toilet
heard of that.
Paper. Who's up? No, you're springing new
Mindy,
stuff on
Mindy's
us.
Up.
Am I up?
Mindy, you going new? Question. Well, we have to change the subject.
Yeah,
you're making
us. Joe's uncomfortable.
I'm blushing.
Do you want to ring the bell?
I'm blushing.
Little Joe
easily gets uncomfortable.
Milo.
What section did you prefer in the Sears catalog?
I like the toy section.
Okay.
I always wanted the doll. What was his name?
No, I'm talking about for what?
McCarthy.
What section did you like?
What was
I don't
the ventriloquist doll? I always wanted that. I would circle that every time in the Sears catalog, and Santa never brought it. But
did you ever have a little ventriloquist act?
No, but I wanted
could
one.
You do one right now. Let's...
No, I can't. All right,
he's putting you on the spot.
I know. This is from Travis. Oh my gosh, well, I don't know if we can say this.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll
She'll
see.
Find a way.
We'll see. What is the biggest lie you've ever told your kids? For example, turning the overhead light on in the car is illegal while driving.
Those kind of lies.
Those kind of lies. What's the biggest lie you've told your kids? Oh, I have a good one, actually. And our daughter Ava just found out about it, and she was very upset. My husband got some antlers at a garage sale, deer antlers, and he hid them around our backyard. And so our girls found them and thought they were an actual antler shed from our yard.
Oh.
And she was like, what? I thought those were real. Like, they are real, but yeah. They didn't actually shed in our backyard.
I don't know if my kids believe, but when I started my kids are all in their mid and late 20s now, so when I started taking them driving to get their license when they were 16, I'd be like, and now you have to do this, and then you have to do that, and you have to do this, all the proper things. They'd be like, Dad, you don't do any of those things.
Oh, my gosh.
So my excuse would be, well, once you drive for 15, 20 years, you don't have to then do those things. And I don't know.
Did they believe that?
I don't know, but I tried it on them.
They called you out on it?
Yes.
Dad, you never do that. Dad, you don't use your turn signal. Why should I?
You don't do any of those. Well, once you become a veteran, you don't have to do them. I think they'll forget in 20 years. So that's what I used. You guys can borrow that one, by the way.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
Maybe John can use that when his kids learn how to drive.
What's a good one? Especially one that I can reveal.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's
you may not be able to reveal.
Still in the process of probably living some of them with the kids, I got to be careful.
You're still living a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe if they ask where they came from, that's a whole
thing.
That's a whole set of lies,
that's
right?
That's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story. In baseball. No, wait, wait. All right. We don't have to go there. All right.
All right. Joe's up.
That's a major set of lies. When a five-year-old says, Dad, where did I come from? You need a
there's
major
catchers.
Lie for that.
And there's
gotta
pitchers.
Be ready.
I had a whole series of lies for that. I forgot what they were. All right. The question is for Mindy Ramsey.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
Can we all answer? I'm looking at you, girl. Do you own your own nails or get them professionally done? Benjamin Delp wants to know from Williamsport.
Ben, so that's an awesome question there because guess what? I just got them done yesterday.
I was just looking at them.
Oh, she's going to the camera.
Wait, I want to reintroduce the
Beautiful.
First part. I want to introduce the first part of this question.
Okay.
Do you own nails? What does that even mean?
So he's asking maybe if they're acrylic nails because you can get fake nails.
Oh.
You know, that have you ever had acrylics?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never had acrylics because I just think they're too much work to maintain because you have to keep going back every 2 weeks. But I do go, I have done my nails many times on my own. They're just not as good. Like,
no,
if you go
not.
Get your nails done, they will look perfect. If you do them on your own, they're not going to look perfect and they're not going to stay. So
now,
you have
about,
to go.
What
to
about
get them
like
done.
The fake ones that you just put on quick? My wife does that, or am I
Those,
selling her own?
Like Lee press on nails or something? They just don't work very well either. I feel
they don't work for me either.
Yeah,
hers look really good all the time.
Really? Maybe she has. There are other kinds. What are they like? Gel or no? John, you don't care about nails.
Does Dawn go and get her nails done, or does she do them herself?
Occasionally, when big events come in her life.
Okay,
but I think a lot of times she's putting her own on. I don't even know.
Okay.
I think her nails maybe just look so good.
That's one of those things you just don't have to know.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just let it be.
It's for us to know.
You go, and this is another one that, how long does it take?
It'll take 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
They go and they sit just face to face with someone with their nails
right,
out.
Right, right.
Can you
We have some good conversations, though.
How can we do that for $1,000?
Yeah.
To
we have
sit
some
with
good...
someone with my nails
or
off.
Or even worse, sit there and have them do your toes.
No, that's even better.
That's even better.
Better,
so
that's
good.
Even...
Oh, my gosh.
So my father, who is from the homeland, from the Netherlands, you know, a Dutch, maybe stoic.
He didn't have his...
He has his...
Toes. He's had his nails done, and he loved it. So... I mean...
He's out.
No, really, like...
I couldn't do it.
You really should try it.
No.
It feels so good.
No.
No!
It's amazing.
Well, first of all, as you get older, your nails get thicker and harder to clip as well. So I think a lot of older people...
You can't
bite them anymore. You can't bite them anymore. I don't know if he could ever bite them. A lot of people that are older have to get them professionally clipped, and so you might as well just go to...
I couldn't... I wouldn't... No.
No.
I clip mine, like, what, once a month, and that's it.
But it really does feel good to have your toes done.
But it is funny.
And they
like,
scrub
if the holidays
off.
Are coming, Rennie's like, oh, I got to go get my nails done.
Yes, it's true. Now, didn't your wife scrub your feet one time and get all the excess skin off?
She tried something.
She exfoliated?
It was accidental. I was on the bed. The feet were exposed. She had this big block of what looked like sandpaper, and then she started doing something. I said, stop,
After
please.
The bike ride, it'd probably feel good.
Yeah.
No.
After a long bike, yeah.
No.
No.
I don't want anything with my feet ever. Except for me to hide them in a sock.
Yeah.
I hope my dad doesn't get mad at me for revealing that. Sorry, Dad.
You only have 2 minutes. You're up next.
Oh, this has to be next.
The fluff talk has to end.
I'll pick one quick.
I find male feet offensive. I don't want to see them. I don't want to think about them. Even my own.
Even your own, yeah.
Joe, do you think you will eventually get another biking partner since Jet is no longer into it?
It's sad. He just had his 15th birthday yesterday, and he still moves good, but he's a senior. He used to love biking with me. I don't know. I think when Jet passes, is going to be never, by the way.
Yes,
but when he does, if he does, I'm going to hold back on a dog for a little while because my wife and I want to travel and be more free. So
yeah.
But I think I'll come back to a dog eventually, and we'll be biking
together. Hard not to have one after
it's
you've
hard,
had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so special, and it's unconditional love. Like, really, they love you no matter what.
We're certainly finding that out.
We are.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
Little
All right,
Millie.
So, again, if you have questions just like these, they were great ones. Get them in for the next episode. It's brownbag@wnep.com. These were great ones.
Yeah.
They were
Especially,
good ones.
Especially, we found out that Mindy wipes with the toy section of the Sears catalog.
I'm saying people did it back in the day. I never did it.
The Ameses.
I know. The Ameses, it was great. I was very surprised because I always thought it was busy. Why did it close?
Wouldn't a phone book work better because it's more like
paper?
The Sears catalog, too glossy.
It was shiny.
This might have been before
later,
phone
everybody.
Books. I don't know.
Before phone books.
Boy, that eye was something.
That was a fantastic
I seriously can't believe you guys have never heard of that.
No.
Really?
And I grew up in an outhouse country.
Yeah. They use the Sears catalog. You just didn't
know
it.
That either.
They did.
Sears catalog.
It's too shiny. Glossy.
Yeah.
You had to have something. If you didn't have toilet paper, what else are you going to use? Pine cones?
It's 9:04 on this Friday. Thanks for joining us. And we just finished up another podcast. And can you guys believe there's people watching right now that haven't installed WNEP Plus on their TV?
Wow.
They're just finishing up Good Morning America.
Wow.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But we had way more fun here.
2 hours of local news. We have podcasts. There's all this free material you can get on WNEP Plus. And all you have to do is search WNEP on your TV. It pops up. You download it. It's free all the time.
I got two emails this week about two people who have done that, and they said, thanks for saving me $75.
Yes,
I'm not some cheesy salesman here. I'm really not. But you can watch ABC, CBS, who cares about them? NBC, who cares about them? This is where it's at,
This is where it's
Absolutely.
At.
It's free. So you can watch WNEP. Our morning news starts at 4:30, goes all the way to 9. And then we have repeats on all day. You don't even need cable. Come on.
Really?
Download
There's just
app.
So much
this
content.
Is all you need.
That's
yeah.
it. All right. The other networks. All right. Here are the next 7 days of your life. And you can get all the past weather forecasts, too.
Yeah. Lots.
So here we go. Today, Mindy, sunny and 70.
I can't believe it. It's going to be so nice.
Nikki's shaking. She's so excited.
Looking good.
There's going to be some showers after 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight. But tomorrow, 10 degrees cooler. Who cares? 60's fine. Nice and sunny in the afternoon. Easter Sunday for the Julian calendar followers. There might be a shower late in the day, but it looks pretty good much of the day. Next week, hello summer, baby. We're talking 75 to 80. I think we'll get our first 80 next week. I wasn't man enough to put it on there, but it's going to happen. Scattered showers.
That's going to be so weird.
Each and every day. It's almost going to get humid next week. Look at the overnight lows near 60, so get ready for that. John, send us off into the great wide open known as the weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it.
What do you want me to do? Sing?
Where's the accordion?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.